Hello.
Hey, Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Hey, this is Zach. How are you? You filled out a web form on my website about your property on Wren Street?
Did I put out a what?
You filled out a web form on my website about selling your house on Wren Street?
I didn't put a form on. I've got a house on Wren Street, but I didn't sign any kind of a form.
Okay, so you're not looking to sell that property or anything?
Well, I will later, but I'm still living in it, and I'm trying to get things organized where I can move out. I'm hoping to maybe get a mover to come in and take some furniture to a storage area that I've already located. But I haven't publicized anything on it. How did you hear about it?
I guess one of my assistants had reached out to you, or you'd reached out to them, and you know they let me know that you were interested in selling.
Okay. I did talk to somebody. Foreigner.
I'm familiar with the property. You know, I have houses in that area, so. You know.
And who am I talking to?
This is Zach.
You know what's your last name?
You know where Churchville Avenue is?
Yes.
Yeah, I have houses in between there and 262.
Okay, well.
I'm familiar with the outside of this one. I haven't obviously been inside of it, but I'm familiar with the neighborhood too.
Yeah, okay, well. I'm not ready to sell yet until I can get stuff moved out and get organized. There's so much stuff in it that's either going to have to be donated or sold or thrown away. Something's got to happen to it.
Let me ask you this: why are you, if you don't mind me asking, why are you interested in selling anyway? Where do you have somewhere else you're going?
Well, I'm probably going to go to a rest area. I'm 85 years old. I'll be 86 in October. And I'm living by myself. I lost my wife in May of 21.
Sorry to hear that.
And it's no fun living in a big house like this by yourself.
No, absolutely. Do you have your, you know, not to gloss over, you know, the passing of your loved one, because I lost mine in 2020, so I definitely understand that.
Yes.
Well, since we're kind of in the same boat, how did she pass, if you don't mind me asking?
It was dementia, and it was a rough, cruel disease. Very cruel.
Yeah. Absolutely.
She had frontotemporal lobe dementia. And if she was walking from A to B, she didn't look where she was stepping. She just looked at B.
Yeah.
And she tripped and fell. And I don't know, four or five times she fell flat on her face on the floor and broke her nose, her wrist, and even the dentures in her mouth.
Ouch.
And I know she was in the emergency room four times from falls in the nursing home.
Yeah, that's rough. It's definitely rough.
But it's just like my daughter said when she passed. She said, "Dad, I'm glad it's over."
Yeah.
It was just terrible on the kids, too.
Sure, absolutely.
Well,
you know, glad things are going, you know, easier on everyone now.
Well, it's especially easier on the kids, but it's still hard on me. I just had a pacemaker put in, and I've got AFib, and that's supposed to take care of it, but the doctors just load you up on all this medicine and never think about anything other than giving you a pill for everything that happens. And then they keep raising it up, and I had edema in my leg so bad at the University of Virginia, and they didn't listen to me. All they was thinking about was pills, and they had jacked not cholesterol, but
blood pressure.
Blood pressure.
Yeah.
It jacked my blood pressure up from 2.5, clear up to 10.5, and then she added one more pill on it to take if it's too high when you get ready to go to bed. And after I got rid of the fluid in my ankles and feet, my blood pressure is back down to normal. And I don't even take anything for it.
Mm.
So it just shows you what damn doctors are doing for you.
Yeah. Well, they know one thing, and that's how to prescribe a pill. So.
Yeah, that's all they know is give you a pill or raise it up. And that's exactly what they did to me. Till it had me up from 2.5 to 10 milligrams, and then another pill on top of it to take if it was too high when you get ready to go to bed. And I just threw all those away when I got the edema on my legs under control and not totally straightened out, but they're in much better shape than they were.
Sure.
So. And then the doctor that prescribed all this stuff, they put me in the emergency room over at the university. Said I had to go over to the university. I couldn't go to Augusta Health because they had all my records, but the records are commingled between the Augusta Health and university. And I went over and sat in the lobby of the emergency room for 14 darn hours. And I could kick myself because I didn't get up after about 2 or 3 hours and walk out. And while I was in the, over Easter, while I was in the emergency room, the doctor prescribed all this stuff, went on vacation. And that just, I don't know, it's... I know they've got a job to do, but the worst part about it, he wasn't doing his job and let this swelling in my legs just keep on building up.
Sure.
So I went to Augusta Health when I told my daughter that she needed to talk to somebody at Augusta Health and if they could do the operation on the pacemaker before April the 23rd, that's when UVA had it scheduled to please go ahead and do it.
Gotcha.
And she did, and was a week after I got out of hospital over there, they did the pacemaker. And I'm slowly healing, but my goodness, they had me under all kinds of stress because of the swelling and the AFib. But anyhow, I'm bending your ear on something.
Oh, you're good. You're good. Let me ask you a quick question. So, you know, I hear all your concerns, and I get it. You know, I do. And, you know, that being said, have you figured out where you're going to go next?
I'll probably go to a place like Summit in Waynesboro or some retirement center and... just, you know, I'll just pay my way, whatever kind of rent they charge monthly, and just
okay. So you have somewhere where you can go.
Oh, I'll end up going. Actually, I would like to have a room that I could rent somewhere, but my daughter says they don't do that anymore. But you know, room and board guess that's the thing of the past.
Sure.
But the closest thing that I can figure to it is a retirement center where there's assisted living at, until I get to the point that I can't take care of myself. And then I hope that the good Lord takes care of me.
But I hear you.
That's all I, you know, I've had a good life, and Lord's been good to me, and I'm ready anytime He wants me.
Sure. Well, let me ask you a quick question then. You know, with knowing this, how soon are you realistically, you know, looking to kind of make that move? You know, we can.
It's gonna. I hope I can make that move by fall of the year.
And with saying that, you know, we'd be willing to, you know, help you move, you know, based on your situation, if we could come to, you know, some type of agreement, you know, what you're looking to get for the house, and, you know, we could help you move so you don't have to, you know, worry about coordinating that.
Yeah. Well, I'll keep that in mind.
Do you have any idea of what you're looking to get for the house?
My goodness. It needs new, all new windows. When Beverly got dementia, I did not keep the place up. And, you know, I didn't know how long it was going to be that I had to pay for her memory care. And so I didn't keep the place up. And it needs new windows all the way around. It doesn't, well, there's a couple that's been replaced. But, and some of them, the seals are starting to rot. There's a floor in the den, which is on the end of the house, that it was a cement slab. It was a porch before it was closed in. And the cement slab somehow gave way and dropped down about 2 inches on the house side of it, where I don't know how they had it anchored, but the footing of the house is still stable. I mean, it didn't bother the foundation on the house. And I had JES to come out here and pump that foam in under. They said they could raise that floor back up. And they pumped the foam and got it within probably a half an inch of where it should have been. But what they were doing, they were bypassing